You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. This month's abnormally warm weather is breaking records across the state. The average for this time of year in California is 59 degrees, but thermometers topped out at 74 in San Francisco on Sunday, with no rain forecasted through the end of the month. Even though we're loving all this sunshine, the temperature has us wondering, are we headed into another drought? KALW's energy and environment reporter Angela Johnston is here to talk about it. Hi, Angela.
Hi.
The weather's great.
Yes, it's been great. I've been working outside, playing outside. Mm-hmm. I've been surfing a couple times this week. And yeah, the water was still pretty cold, but the air was really warm and people are wearing shorts. It's pretty incredible and unheard of for this time of year.
Yeah, it's, you know, February. Okay, it was only last spring that we finally got out of a long, severe drought.
Yeah, one that lasted 5 years.
Right. So is this type of weather and this lack of rain a bad sign, though?
Well, it makes me a little worried. Sometimes it's hard for me, at least, to enjoy all this warm weather without questioning the weirdness of it all.
Right.
But there's some science behind the high temperatures. The warm weather is an expected part of this weather pattern, La Niña, the sister to El Niño. Mm-hmm. That's this cyclical phenomenon where colder than average ocean surface temperatures cause warmer weather in our region. And also, it's due in part to, Hannah, can you guess?
Climate change?
Yep, climate change. Global temperatures are rising, and experts say we should expect these extreme swings to become the norm. T-shirt weather in February, or extreme flooding and mudslides like we saw last month in Southern California.
Mm-hmm. So how do we know if we're slipping back into a drought?
Well, we can look at two things. One is the amount of water in our reservoirs and the amount of water stored in our snowpack in the mountains. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't been raining lately, but our reservoirs are actually quite full. Remember all that rain last winter?
Yes.
Yeah, we're still living off last year's bounty. Mm-hmm. Even though the drought brought the state's reservoirs down to dangerously low levels, I remember this picture of one reservoir in Santa Clara County that you could see an old car at the bottom in the middle of all this cracked dirt. All that rain from last year filled the reservoirs back up, and they're still pretty full. Last week, officials said state reservoirs were holding way more water than normal for this time of year.
Okay, so what about snow then?
Now, that's where we should be a bit worried. Snowpack is a really important indicator for drought, and the state measures the snowpack a few times every winter. So someone walks up to Echo Summit near South Lake Tahoe with a big metal pole, and there are lots of reporters and people watching. It's kind of a big spectacle. Mm-hmm. They jam the pole as far as it will go into the ground, and they record how deep the snow is.
Okay.
And the photos from the January measurement showed a lot of dead grass, very little white stuff. And I was actually up in Tahoe snowshoeing last weekend in a t-shirt, and I saw snow, but a lot of dirt patches, too.
How did the most recent snowpack measurement look?
It was better, but still not so great. Last week's measurement came in at less than one-third of where we want to be at this time of year. So taking all of that into consideration, the full reservoirs, the low snowpack, the lack of rain, right now California's drought map shows more than half the state has abnormally dry conditions. And here's the scary part. More than 44% of the state, mostly Southern California, is in what's called a moderate drought.
Uh-huh.
Only a few weeks ago, that number was 13%. So we really need some rain and snow.
So are we getting any?
Well, no rain in the forecast for the next few weeks, but we still technically have 2 more months of winter weather, and a lot can change in a month.
Okay, so what does that mean for me? What should I be doing?
Well, just because our reservoirs are still pretty full doesn't mean you can start soaking your lawn or taking 30-minute showers. And while there are no official restrictions in place, state officials are urging Californians to conserve water as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And there are some policies in the works that may help you do that. There will be a ballot measure on the June ballot that will reward property owners who install rainwater capture systems on their property.
Okay, thanks, Angela.
Thanks, Anna.